I met Howard when I was very young, and he just said, I have no children, you know, I'll take care of you.
Howard Luke's adopted daughter, Mo McCracken, says that kind of caring extended to everyone her dad met.
You know, the thing that's always so special about my dad is just he was a friend to everyone.
McCracken says the friendships stretched far beyond interior Alaska, where Howard Luke grew up living a subsistence lifestyle, to places around the world where he was invited to share his culture and learn about others.
I got him his first passport. They gave him a provisional because we couldn't find a birth certificate. They asked for a letter from someone that was present at his birth. So I wrote the letter and they accepted it. And he got a provisional passport, first went to New Zealand, and then he's been to Russia, and he's traveled all over the place.
Despite the globe-trotting cultural ambassador role, Howard Luke was most comfortable at his camp across the Tanana River from Fairbanks, even late in life.
I guess the last time he went out to his own camp, it took Denali Center 4 days of oxygen treatment because of the campfire smoke. And even with that, he still wanted to go to camp.
Julian Thibodeau is one of the many young people who got to know Howard Luke as a teacher and mentor, learning skills, wisdom, and confidence.
To be self-sufficient and to not be intimidated.
How to be tough.
Rachel Maillard, Howard Luke's great-great-great niece, says she'd cut firewood, break trails, and do other tough work out at camp, but it was also kind of fun.
Because he was always cracking jokes, too. Kind of make me feel silly when I would want to give up and have me keep on trying.
Howard Luke's work ethic and endurance were legendary. Rachel's dad, Howard Maillard, recounts a day beaver trapping out in the Tanana Flats.
I was lagging behind. These beavers, every mile they're getting heavier and heavier. And he's up there, not out of breath, nothing. And he said, hey, you want me to pull you and them beaver too? Dog racing, he never got on sled except at the finish line.
Howard Luke competed in the Open North American Championship sled dog race against some of the sport's legends. He never won, but was always in the running and maintained a love for dogs throughout his life, attending the race to watch every spring. Here's Howard at the 2012 ONAC.
It made me think when I used to race side by side, and they're coming. When they're running, it used to bother me. Yeah, it make me cry when I see them guys coming in, like what I used to do.
Howard Luke also built his own dog sleds, as well as fish wheels and other bushcraft, skills he shared with an underlying message, according to grandson Sonny Luke.
Knowing about the spirit world that has ramifications of right and wrong, so how to treat people, how to treat animals, how to treat Mother Earth, and our relation with the Creator, it all intertwined and connected.
Sonny Luke emphasizes that his grandfather was always open to other perspectives.
Learning both sides, the Western way of learning and the Native way of learning, and to be respectful and mindful of those things.
Such an amazing thing for someone that came from Linder Lake, you know, grew up the way he did and didn't have the formal education, that he was always so inspired to learn.
Howard Luke's daughter, Mo, says her dad's legacy of sharing and learning will carry on at his Galiah Spirit Camp, which will continue to operate.
Want people to remember him for his spirit of always going forward, always trying to be strong, and always wanting to understand people of all cultures.
Howard Luke's knowledge and teaching efforts were officially recognized over the years. A Fairbanks Alternative High School was named after him, and the University of Alaska Fairbanks awarded Luke with an honorary doctoral degree. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.